Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Tribe keeps rolling, and I think that's what's been impressive, Tito. You win a record 22 in a row, you lose a tough ball game, and you've come right back now and won 3 in a row. And I know it's not so much about winning streaks, but just how you've come back. There's not been any kind of a letdown.
No, and I think, and I'm pleased, but I think that's kind of what we stress all the time is just stay in the moment. And that way you don't have to worry about things like that. You know, winning's hard enough, but, you know, we show up every day, and if you get good starting pitching, which we have, you give yourselves a chance to win every day. And that's what you want. Even the game we lost, we had a chance to win. We didn't get a bunt down, a couple things, and we lost, but we had a chance.
Well, the key phrase there, when you get good starting pitching. I mean, you've had pretty much good starting pitching now for 2 months in a row. It's not just Kluber either.
No, it has been, and it's everybody. And it's the best way I know to put yourself in a position to win. And it's easier said than done, but the pitchers deserve a lot of credit because early in the year when things weren't going our way, nobody quit. You know, they were frustrated, yeah, but they figured out a way to make it better. And now we're going into, well, we got 10 games left in the season, and nobody looks like they're on fumes.
Yeah, and I don't think you mind the fact they're going to make it really tough for you to make decisions on starting pitching come playoff time.
Well, I'd much rather have to make tough decisions because guys are doing well as opposed to having tough decisions because you don't have enough. That doesn't work.
Well, speaking of that, Josh Tomlin, I mean, are these starts more important than others for guys like Josh Tomlin, Tito?
No, I mean, they're always important for everybody, but Josh is healthy and we know what he can do, and that's what's more important. His track record is so good and we know exactly what he can do. He did it last year in the playoffs, so if a guy gets roughed up in a start, you don't eliminate guys because of that. I think that would be bad decision making, and you could hurt your team because you're penalizing somebody.
Well, and speaking of pitching, you did throw Andrew Miller an inning last night. Now, I never know how the radar readings are from ballpark to ballpark, but according to here, his last fastball was 98.
Well, and again, you're right. Sometimes they vary, but the hitters will let you know, and he reached back and got it. That was really good to see. He won't pitch tonight. And then tomorrow he'll be available, and it'll be the first time where he'll be available for an inning plus. So we're building up, and we're getting to that point where you're getting back to being that big weapon that we've all kind of gotten used to.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves on this, Tito, but, you know, you were able to use him last year, obviously, consecutive days, but multiple innings. I mean, do you look for that again, or is that yet to be determined?
Well, we're building towards that, and again, a lot of it's going to depend on how he feels, but that's the idea. I mean, the idea is to get him to a point where he can go out there and, like you say, go back-to-back days if necessary, or not have restrictions. That's, you know, let his pitching determine when he pitches and when he comes out.
The Michael Brantley update that we got today, obviously it doesn't sound good. Terry, is there any way he can come back and play?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's pulling the plug. And I don't think it's bad news. I think we kind of, and again, maybe because I've been following it every day, he got another opinion, and he actually went out to Vail to see the doctor. He's been in that boot, and they want to keep him in that for another week or so. And then when they take him out of it, they want him to try to go ahead and get after it and see how he responds. So it's not like he's going to have to really build back. They want him to try and see how it feels, because I think they feel like if that swelling is out of there, he's going to be just fine.
Terry, is he a guy that can miss this amount of time more so than other guys, and you can look at him and say he still might be able to help us because his swing is so simple and it just seems like he gets back into it quickly?
Yeah, and it's a few more things too. I mean, his level of concentration in the batter's box, and then what you mentioned, his mechanics are so solid that if anybody can, it would be Michael, in my opinion.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Angels coming up on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and Tito, we're on the West Coast for the final road trip of the year. Now, it doesn't matter what we think, because that's what the schedule tells you to do. It's just, I don't remember having a West Coast trip as your final road trip in the past.
Yeah, I mean, well, everything's different now. With interleague play, you got some teams that are playing the last weekend of the year against a National League team. So, you know, you go where they tell you. There's pluses and minuses with everything, but and you've heard me say it a million times, the best way to go about it is play when they tell you, go where they tell you, and try to win.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.